The next Coach on a Teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to this upcoming weekend. You know, we get a chance to play a top team in the country, and Wisconsin deserves all the praise and credit that they get. They're extremely well coached. They're very talented and play extremely, extremely hard, and it displays on video when you watch them. And we're excited for the challenge. It'll be a huge test for our team, you know, to play in that environment against a great football squad, and I think our guys will have a good week of practice, and we'll go up there and cut it loose and see what we can do.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions on the queue following 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff, you gave Jared Sparks more snaps at receiver against Minnesota than he'd gotten there all year. Why, and what do you think of how he played?
Well, I was very encouraged by the way he played. I thought he did a very good job. He not only ran some good routes, he made some tough catches downfield. He got yards after the catch. He's a strong runner. He played fearless, and it was a very encouraging performance, and it'll definitely garner him some more playing time at that position. I think even Jared was excited after the game and felt good about how he did, and I think really excited him for the upcoming weeks of working at that position.
I know it's a different defense, but after Michigan was able to get some pressure and hit your quarterback so frequently, do you consider having more 6-man protections, 7-man protections against Wisconsin, or does that change how you would do anything as it relates to protecting the quarterback?
Well, it's going to be an option. I think without question, we've got to just – whatever we got to do to eliminate quarterback hits and pressures is going to be something that we're going to work hard at, and I think – those are definitely options. I think trying to get out of third and long and extra long situations will help us, because then you kind of have to throw it up the field a little bit if you want to try to get a first down and hold it a lot longer, and it is tougher. So we're going to have to kind of be creative with that a little bit and find ways to get completions, find ways to move the chains. I think we are going to have to find ways to run the football and maybe kind of keep them off balance a little bit so they can't tee off and get after the quarterback like they like to.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Jim Pose of Wisconsin State Journal.
Jeff, I would imagine one of the challenges when you take over a program that has struggled in recent years is just convincing the players that they can win. How have you gone about doing that?
Well, I tell you what, it's been just a long, you know, process. I think when we came in here, the first thing that we noticed is our guys were lacking some confidence in their ability. And, you know, we wanted to get a chance to know them and be around them and work with them. And I think it's important as you're coaching young men, especially nowadays, to be positive in your coaching. And there will be times that you have to kind of get after them a little bit and motivate them, but you want to be positive and make them believe that when it's all said and done, they're better than they really are. And I think that we've tried to do that each and every day. I think really the first game at Louisville, when we came in at halftime with the lead, you would have thought our guys won the Super Bowl. They were so happy. So that was actually encouraging, even though I knew it was a problem because we still had 30 minutes left to play. It was encouraging that they felt good about themselves. They realized that, you know what, maybe I can do this. Maybe we are better than we thought or what we have been in the past. And I think from that, they kind of, you know, have continued to improve upon that. And I think this win this past week was big for us to come back in that fashion. So they were very, very happy after the game. And I think each week it'll just be a daily process of trying to improve and get better and giving it our best swing every time we step up to the plate.
Just as a follow-up, you touched on it, but, I mean, that Minnesota game, you trailed. It's close late. It really could have gone either way. I would assume it has to be rewarding and huge just for the team to see it can win a game like that. That is kind of a coin flip down the stretch.
No, it was huge. You know what? We turned the ball over 4 times in the first half. We were able to overcome that. We didn't have the lead in the second half. Got it back, and then they drove it down the field and took the lead back with about 2 minutes left to play, and then we were still able to find a way to come back and win. So it was a back-and-forth game that only if you kind of have resiliency and you kind of believe in yourself a little bit and believe in your teammates and stick together, can that happen? So for our guys to do that, it was a tremendous victory for our football team, and I think hopefully we can build on that.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Janar Amos, Associated Press.
Yeah, hi, Coach. What are your impressions of their freshman running back, Jonathan Taylor, and then overall the test that the running game poses for you guys?
Well, he's an outstanding running back without question, whether he's a freshman or a senior. The guy can flat play, and he's been very productive so far this year. And the good thing is he's got great talent around him. They're very experienced at what they do. They're extremely well coached. They understand their system. They understand what their style and philosophy is, and they go out and attack it every time they're on the field. And really, regardless of the score, they don't get frustrated. They don't stop believing. They know that this is, in the end, is going to wear people down and win. And that's been their style. And they're great at what they do. It's a pro-style system where they're using tight ends and running power football and using lead blockers and trying to get to manageable third and short situations and move the chains, and then they'll mix in the play action off of it. They're outstanding on defense. They play a great effort. They got a really good scheme. They got athletic guys. They stand them up and move them around and blitz. So very well coached. They know how to win. They've been there before. And I know playing in their own stadium, it's very comfortable for them. So we've got our hands full. It'll be important that we just try to do the small things, hang in there, and like always against teams that are this good, just try to get it to the second half where we have it somewhat close.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Hi, Jeff. I think in three of your first five games, you scored on the opening drive. I mean, as a coach, do you take some satisfaction into that, that things on the practice field are translating over into the game that quickly?
You know, actually we do. And this game was a little different as well. You know, normally we win the toss, we take the ball. We actually defer because of the strong wind. We were hopeful that maybe we could kick it out of the end zone, pin them back in there, the punt, the wind affect their punt, and then take it in and score. And then because of the rain that was coming in the fourth quarter, maybe that would give us the ball first in the second half, and we would gain one more possession before the rain came in. And believe it or not, it actually worked, and I was scared it wouldn't. We scored at the beginning of the first half. We came out in the second half. We scored the first drive there. So I think the strategy worked and got us an edge. Yes, the first series is important. Our guys, we practiced those plays at least three practices in a row. They know what they are. They should understand them, all the different looks we can see, and we're hopeful to try to gain a positive experience and a positive drive and try to get some points every time we do that.
Is Juwan Bentley ready to challenge Terry Wright as the fastest guy on the team after his interception return the other day?
Yeah. Right. I don't know if he's that fast. But you know what? I knew he was faster than people think. You know, he's 260 pounds, but he can run. And like I said, he had a great spring, a great summer, and a great fall where when we ran sprints or did our conditioning drills, he was in the front, and it was a sustained in the front of a lot of those, and he didn't wear down. So he's in great physical condition, and I'm happy for him because he's having a great year to this point.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you very much.